Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ, brought to you by Crossnore School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnore.org. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
This morning on Local Focus, we are going to talk about the storehouse. We're going to have a little fun with the storehouse today because we got a fundraiser coming up for the storehouse, and we're going to give a check on a fundraiser that was recently just happened for the storehouse. Shelley Maupin with the storehouse with us this morning. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, absolutely. Ryan Pratt with Draw the Line Tattoo Club. We're going to talk about tattoos and a great community business here in just a moment. And, of course, Brian B2Bird with us here this morning as well. Good morning, Brian.
Top of the morning, Mark.
Great to have you here. Great to have you here. So let's start by talking about a great opportunity that's going to be happening this coming Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
Correct, this Saturday.
All right, Ryan, talk to us a little bit. Draw the Line Tattoo Club, you're doing something for our community this coming Saturday, right?
Yes.
Talk to us about that. What are you doing?
This Saturday, 11:10 from 12 to 5 p.m., we will be doing a fundraiser for Draw the Line, or for the storehouse at Draw the Line Tattoo Club. We will have $40 tattoos available with a $10 non-perishable food donation. And our hope is that in doing so, we can help bring some much-needed help to the community at the holiday season. The storehouse does excellent work in the community, and we just wanted to try to support them in any way.
So we'll get to the specifics here again, but you just said a $40 tattoo.
Yeah, $40.
If you bring in $10 worth of food donation, right?
Correct. Non-perishable goods.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, Shelley, let me ask you, bringing in food like that, and businesses stepping up and doing something like this, what does that mean for the storehouse?
That's more money that we can allocate to our Christmas program right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And specifically non-perishable food items coming in as well. That's something you're always looking for,
we're
too,
always
right?
Always looking for donations. That's more money that we can throw into buying our staples from Manna. We'll probably use the stuff that he brings in for our Thanksgiving program that we'll be doing.
So that's uh-huh. That's a great point, is you're always providing a certain number of food to families every month. And so when the food does not come in the form of donations, then you have to go to Manna and purchase that food. So every can that's brought in is one less can you have to buy.
Right. Every time you donate something non-perishable or hygiene-related, it's something that we don't have to buy with our funds.
Uh-huh. So, Ryan, would you be open to folks just stopping by and dropping off food?
Oh, yeah. I fully understand tattoos are not for everyone, but it would be great if you could stop by, you know, drop a couple bucks off, drop off some food, anything like that would definitely be greatly appreciated.
So can we ask, and Brian, you brought this up a little while ago, Ryan Pratt with Draw the Line Tattoo Club. You're on Asheville Highway. We'll talk about that here in just a moment as well. What is it about, how is it that you came to finding the storehouse, and tell us about that connection?
I typically try to do regular fundraising programs for different nonprofits in the community, with it being the holiday season, and there are so many families that don't have, you know, a hot meal for the holidays. Reached out to them being right down the road, located on Spartanburg Highway there. Just thought it was great to, you know, get behind them and really support them in any which way we could.
So where did that come from in you? Where did it come from in you to not only have your own business? It's hard enough to be in business on your own.
Right.
That's one thing, to have a business. But then to turn around and do something for the community, for the greater good of the community, where does that come from in you?
I've always worked with the community, even prior to tattooing. I worked with kids for a long time, doing different youth advocacy programs and different things like that.
Uh-huh.
My goal with opening a business was really giving back to the community and having some type of impact in my community. Because I feel like if you're not doing that, then it's easy for a business to take from the community. But I really encourage, you know, any business to really give back to the community and help
yeah.
out in any
which
way they can.
Yeah, in any way, exactly, in any way they can. Every business is unique in its own in its own way. And this is a unique fundraiser in itself. It's this coming Saturday. Is there a time limit on this coming Saturday? You said the times specifically.
Yeah, it'll be from 12 o'clock noon to 5 p.m.
Okay.
typically I'll get in as many tattoos as I can that day. If you get there and you pay for the tattoo that day, I do block in a couple of days the following week to fulfill the tattoos. So as long as you can make it there.
Oh, I see.
Make it there and pay for it. Even if I can't get you in that day, you will be guaranteed to get your tattoo and the money will be guaranteed to make it to the storehouse.
Excellent. Excellent. So you don't necessarily have to block out the time.
Right.
So an average tattoo session would be about how long?
Average tattoo for the flash event, you're looking at 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So you come in, it's a great opportunity for somebody to get a first tattoo.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for somebody to get a tattoo at an economical, rate.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity for somebody to get a tattoo and the money go to a great cause.
Right, right. So. Absolutely. All right, we're going to get to the specifics of that here again in just a moment. But Shelley, it's time for part two. Time for part two of today's Local Focus. As you know, Steve Katsidoros and Dora Katsidoros, Hot Dog World and Yogurt World, put together a program called Your Change to help change lives. And every month, they ask their customers to drop change in buckets, and they choose a nonprofit every month to give the dollars to. The Storehouse was the chosen nonprofit for the month of September. Steve and Dora will be the first to say, this is not a donation from Steve and Dora. This is a donation from the great people who go to Hot Dog World and Yogurt World and drop their change in the buckets. And I'm very happy to hand you a check from Your Change to Help Change Lives program for Hot Dog World and Yogurt World for $750. How about that?
All right.
That's awesome. Thank you, Anderson.
How awesome is that? Let's talk about what $750 can mean for the Storehouse. We did a little math here a minute ago, right?
Well, $750 through the MANA program will buy us over 4,000 pounds of food.
How about that?
Which will be about half of our food budget for the month.
For a month. That just goes to show you how much work has to happen on a daily basis for the Storehouse. And it just goes to show you how important fundraisers like what you're doing, Ryan Pratt, with Draw the Line Tattoo Club, how important that is on a daily basis for the Storehouse. So let's talk again. We've got a couple of minutes here. Let's talk again about this fundraiser that's coming up this coming Saturday. Tell us again, Ryan.
Once again, I encourage you to come out this Saturday from noon to 5 at Draw the Line Tattoo Club. We will have $40 tattoos available with a $10 non-perishable food donation, with the proceeds going directly to the Storehouse of Henderson County.
And tell everybody where Draw the Line Tattoo Club is.
We're located at 1701 Asheville Highway, directly across from Patton Park, in the same parking lot as City Market there.
And again, Brian, we say this all the time. We encourage people out there, when you are doing business, make sure you find businesses like yours, Ryan, Draw the Line Tattoo Club. Make sure you're choosing businesses that do just like you do, that give back to our community, because it is so important. And Ryan, just the fact that you've got that in your DNA with your business, it really means a lot. And I know it means a lot to the Storehouse and some of the other nonprofits that you've been doing the same thing with. So keep us posted when you're doing these fundraisers so we can help get the word out. Brian, anything else here?
Yes, to learn more about this event and also to click a link to go right to their website, go to WTZQ.com. It's right there featured on the homepage under Community Events. You can link to both the Storehouse and Draw the Line Tattoo Club.
Fantastic. Again, Ryan Pratt, Draw the Line Tattoo Club. You're on Asheville Highway,
correct,
directly across from the entrance to Patton Park.
Correct.
All right, that fundraiser is this coming Saturday, folks. Shelley, thank you so much, and thank you so much for the work that you guys do with the Storehouse.
Thank you.
Got a busy few weeks ahead of you, right?
Yes, we've got 2,176 children to sponsor for Blessings in Boxes. They're coming directly from the school system.
Wow.
So if anybody wants to adopt a kid, just call us at the Storehouse.
And we can still do that now, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. And what's that number?
692-8300.
692-8300. Adopt a child, because you only have 2,176 of them.
That's it.
That's busy. Shelley, again, thank you so much for the work that the Storehouse does. Ryan, thank you for a great business in our community and a great business that gives back to our community. We appreciate it. Once again, folks, that's fundraiser is coming up this coming Saturday at Draw the Line Tattoo Club. You get a $40 tattoo if you bring in $10 worth of non-perishable food donations. That's Draw the Line Tattoo Club, right on Nashville Highway, right across from the entrance to Patton Park.